the blue lights blink again tonight. On 11th Street outside the senior citizens complex, the blue lights blink again tonight. A quarter moon smiles in the dark winter sky above, but not upon this one apartment. The volunteers remove the stretcher, its extended legs replace those that cannot walk. It has been a difficult day. The pain in the morning no different than most. By noontime it did not subside, and then at nightfall, the tray of colorful pills being expended, there was no choice but to push the Insta alert. Now, as the flashing lights reflect upon the window panes, barely no one stirred or moved from within the 15 remaining units. For most, the night air was too cold. There was not much they could do. And this event would remind them of their own frailty. Never mind tax emotions melted by friendship. Only Joe from apartment 3C was spry enough to leave his shelter, shuffle the 200 feet to where the ambulance awaited. There upon the stretcher, he saw her, awake but in agony. He grasped her hand, with the other touched her cheek, soon had to let go. He could not keep pace with the young attendants as they lifted her into the back. They asked if he was family, and while his 18-month love would at any other time make him so, he hesitated until the patrolman who knew both he and her offered him a lift to the hospital, and they went off into the night. She, touched by the 20 seconds of his presence, momentarily forgot her circumstance. Then, when told that Joe was in the car behind, she heard all she needed to be at peace. Silently closed her eyes. When the straight line beep signaled an emergency, they did not panic, nor did they grab the paddles to bring her back to her world of suffering, much as she was shocked as a babe when first brought into the world. There was no useful purpose. They had made this trip before, knew her wishes. They would ride in this possession, planning only to attend to Joe when they told him the news in the hospital waiting room.